Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:35, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, dude? I'm gonna shout out to Donnie again. Cranking me up. He's like, check out this video, man. This is the one of... Because I'm always like, this BS. He's not... Bruce Lee has never gotten in a real fight. It's never... there's not one on video, and there's one video on YouTube where it claims it's a real fight, but... Dude, the dude's flopping hard. He's not flopping. Even trying.
He's giving it up.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Oh. So there you go. That pissed a lot of people off when it
always does. Every time you rag on Bruce Irvin, it's like, what? Are you serious, bro?
Serious, bro?
Come on, bro. Kick your ass.
Yeah, there's no way, man. He's the best fighter ever, bro.
Oh, he's not.
Dude, bro, you don't even understand. You'd be dead.
It's great because you've never heard anybody ever say, yeah, it wasn't that good.
No.
It's just, this doesn't happen with Bruce Lee. And you know what? Somebody's got to do it. That guy's me.
The only time it's happened recently is in the new movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where they made Bruce.
Quentin Tarantino knows. He's a movie guy, too. He knows.
Maybe you should get with Tarantino and be like, hey, I got an idea. Let's do a movie where I beat up Bruce Lee.
Yeah, you go for it. He'd be like, you know, he could in real life. Let's do it.
Coming this fall, one man fights another man.
One man claims to be the best fighter in the world. The other man is just a spindly radio host.
Who will win? Coming to theaters this fall. Not a chance.
Donnie did send me the one finger punch video. You've seen that, right?
The one inch punch.
Yeah. He puts 1 inch away and hits the guy. And he goes flying 1,000 miles back. It's just, hey, come on, they're all flopping, dude. It's like the NBA, for God's sake. Don't believe in this, guys.
I'm really impressed at how you're staying steadfast in this argument.
Yeah, he can kick a light out of a 10-foot ceiling, Brock. Yeah, in the movies.
Fake. He was using a trampoline. This guy's a phony. All right. Well, we'll let you keep dreaming there, buddy. Right now, we got rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Queen guitarist Brian May paid a visit to London Hospital on Wednesday, and he'll be out of commission for a while. But not because of coronavirus. He says, quote, as well as getting overstretched and harassed by too many demands, I managed to rip my gluteus maximus to shreds in a moment of overenthusiastic gardening. So suddenly I find myself in a hospital getting scanned to find out exactly how much I've actually damaged myself. Turns out I did a thorough job. This is a couple of days ago, and I won't be able to walk for a while or sleep without a lot of assistance because the pain is relentless. So, folks, I need to go dark for a while, getting some complete rest at home. So, long story short, Brian May ripped his ass muscle.
Yep, tore his ass.
Ace. You can hold off on the get well cards, though. He said, please, please don't send me sympathy. I just need some healing silence for a while. I'll be back, but I need a complete break. When I was reading it, he tore it while doing some gardening, so you know.
Oh, man. Have you ever torn your ace?
No, never torn my ace. I've actually never torn a muscle, luckily. I feel like it would hurt.
I don't know if I've torn my ass or if it was more of the hamstrings or maybe in between, but dude, anytime in high school when it was leg day and we had to do squats, like the deep squats, I think it was on Mondays. Dude, it was like for the next 3 days. Like I said, I don't know if it was torn or if I was just really sore from it. But
after
sucks.
We played that first game of flag football,
oh god,
dude, I literally like there was a point where I had to grab my pant leg and lift my leg up onto the couch. It was so unbelievably sore. I hadn't been that sore, and we played one flag football game. Oh my god,
I felt old, man. I felt so old after that.
So
league.
Old. I was going to say, I never tore my ass, but I tore up some ass before.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Nice.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your Rock News. We wish a speedy recovery to legendary Brian May.
Your wife's still sleeping, huh?
Yeah, exactly. If she was here, I'd be like, oh, no, what are you talking about? All right, let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1955, Alex Van Halen, drummer, co-founder, and brother of Eddie Van Halen, was born in Amsterdam, Netherlands. There you go. Hell of a drummer. The Van Halen brothers added.
Lived in his brother's shadow.
Yes, that's right. Wait, you're his brother? Where is Eddie? Well, I'm here. We don't care. Where's Eddie at? Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.